We don't want to quite let go of summer without playing you a few summer hits, the songs that have been making it big this month and all throughout the season. This time of year, some songs just hit that perfect balance of fun cliches and lighthearted rhythm. It's exactly what you're asking for this part of the year. Saying you can resist a song like that is like saying you hate popsicles. So let's take a look at what these summer songs do to draw us in. NPR music critic Ann Powers is here to talk about some of these summer tunes. So really, Ann, is this one of the biggest songs of the summer of 2011?
It's on every time you turn on the radio. It's charting all over the charts. Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO is the song of the summer. Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good This song is a certain kind of summer song designed to sound great pouring out of a car radio. It's built kind of like, I don't know, like a souped-up convertible or something, so flashy, so instantly recognizable.
It sounds like it's the kind of song that probably would have done pretty well any year.
Well, yeah. Party Rock Anthem is like a classic summer song that could have come out basically any time, I would say, within the past maybe decade. But the other kind of song that often hits us in the summer is one that's sort of surprisingly relevant. This summer, the news has been so confusing. One minute we're hearing about the recession and political infighting and disaster, and the next minute we're trying to care about Kim Kardashian's wedding. This song somehow connects with that confusing mood. It's called Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
What was that lyric? It's better run faster than my bullet?
Yes, this song, written by Mark Foster, the leader of the group Foster the People, is in the surprisingly strong tradition of hit songs about mass murder. But this song sounds like it's about chewing a piece of bubble gum. It sounds happy, and yet in there, the lyrics are telling the story of a kid who's found a gun and is going wild.
Okay, so we've talked about having just the right hook. We've talked about writing lyrics to kind of capture the mood of the summer. Is it just a song that is the sound of the summer? I mean, if you think of 2011, this is the sound that captures it.
Well, there's one sound we always need in the summer, and that sound is sexy. You beat a cash, I beat a rubber band. You beat a match, I will be a fuse. Boom,
painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby. I'm the reporter, baby. You can be the news.
Use that line sometime, David. I bet it'll work.
I'll try. Maybe.
This song is by Miguel. R&B is in this interesting phase where minor keys and kind of nasal lyrics and a sort of a disturbed quality is underneath the sexiness.
And why does this scream summer?
The other songs we've talked about today are really like driving songs, you know, but really, at the end of a 100-degree, 80% humidity day, you just want to lay back. And that's what this song does.
That's NPR music critic Ann Powers. Thank you, Ann.
Thanks so much, David.
And you can read more about songs of the summer at nprmusic.org.